him is buck naked, but that won't stop him from talking baseball. Friday at 10:50 with Rangers manager Buck Showalter. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're headed for crazy Fort Worth this week. This Thursday, in fact. We will be at Razoo's at Sundance Square, down on Main Street down there. You can register to win free movie passes and ticket t-shirts as well, and help support the Ticket Squid Supply Drive. We're collecting school supplies at every road show and appearance from now until August 19th. We have guys' night out that night. And P1s who bring in a donation will receive a free voucher for Dallas Burn tickets. And anyone who brings in everything on the list will get a free ticket t-shirt. And what is on the list is the following. 24-count crayons, markers, colored pencils, number 2 pencils, glue, blunt-tip scissors, spiral notebooks, composition notebooks, notebook paper, and folders.
And coffee.
Now, Grego, you will notice the Big Chief tablet didn't make it.
Big Chief tablet, nor the Husky pencil.
Right.
By the way, big shout-out to our buddy Scooter Hatfield.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you should see the box of stuff he sent up here. Unbelievable. I mean, he sent like 3 of everything. So he's got t-shirts coming to him like he needs one.
All donations benefit Bowie Elementary School in Oak Cliff.
You need to ask a question.
Yeah, sure do. What about little TG? But anyway, that'll be at Razoo's this Thursday with a little hardline in Sundance Square in crazy Fort Worth.
Stuff to do? Stuff to talk about?
Oh, yeah. You're really going to do this, huh?
Go to the dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want me to? Don't you think I'll have fabulous
tales?
Well,
no, I do want you to.
Okay.
I do want you to. And you know what else I want you to do?
What?
I want you to enjoy this.
Oh, I will.
Because this will be the last time you ever do anything like this.
Why?
Snake.
You don't think my wife will let me?
Well, I don't know. She may let you, but you just won't want to after this.
You think this is it?
Yes.
This is the end of my youth.
This is it.
Right here.
This is it.
You're so wrong.
I mean, this is a definitive line of demarcation for the Cobra.
Are you going with Huey?
No. No, I'm not going with Huey. I think you're wrong.
You will come back from this knowing beyond even the slightest shadow of a doubt that you've had it.
Well, in September, I'm going to Austin City Limits for 3 days.
You may be rethinking that after this.
No. No.
I just want you on that 7 a.m. flight where you can fly out with us.
I mean, I may be such a wreck.
Man, we got to go to Laurel Canyon.
Yeah,
we got to go to Topanga Canyon.
I mean, We're
going to see where the hippies were.
And I can guarantee you,
don't you want to do that? I'm going to see where the hippies are today.
I know how things are, and I'm going to be the one that has to wait on you and go get you. But it always happens.
If I come in Monday morning, if I land at 8 a.m. L.A. time, get the engineer to come get me, or Georgie or something. You don't have to come get me.
Somehow it'll fall to me. Somehow it will fall to me, and I'll have to do it. I mean, they'll play that card. Hey, look, you don't have to be on the air till 1. So that card will be played, and I will have to fight my ass through morning traffic in L.A. So have your ass on that flight with us.
Hopefully it's open.
What? Why was I late?
Yeah, why were you late to work? You came in.
Well,
we had already completed our meeting.
You came in all flustered. And,
yeah.
And we asked you why you were late, and you just said, for the air.
Yeah,
so,
I had something that
meet
was
the air.
Kind of hairy happened to me.
Really?
That I've never had happen to me before.
What's that? I hope it wasn't anything serious like a car accident.
Well, no.
That's happened to you before,
no,
too.
No, it was nothing like that.
Airbags deployed?
Dingleberry?
No, it had nothing
Notice
to
I'm
do
asking
with car
legitimate
accidents.
Questions.
It had nothing to do with poop.
All right, what was it? What happened?
This is shocking, man.
It was an elevator incident.
Here?
Yes.
Did you get stuck in the elevator?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For how long?
Elevator.
When the hell did I say that?
Elevator.
About 10 minutes or so, I guess.
10 minutes in an elevator. Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
Were you calling anyone?
Well, yeah, I finally decided I probably should make some attempt to contact other forms of human life out there.
So you were by yourself?
Were you alone, or are you with the... Did you hook up with a lady? Maybe a guy?
No. I was on there by myself. I didn't hook up, and there was no lady or guy for me to hook up with.
Look, dude, this is it. Take your pants off.
You know, I've always feared that.
Have you never been stuck in an elevator before?
No.
Really?
Never
That's
have.
Amazing.
Did you start singing this song when he was easing his pants down?
Yeah! I hope his name wasn't Sarge.
Well, did you just sit in the corner and cry?
Well, no, I didn't sit in the corner and cry.
I would have.
It was the elevator out in the parking garage, which for some reason I take. I don't know why, but I doubt if I'll be doing it anymore.
It's one flight of stairs.
I know. For some reason, I've always taken the elevator, and I don't, like I say, I don't know why. But I get on there, and everything is going very well. We're having a normal trip up from B2 to 1. And we get to 1. The door opens, as it normally does, but then before I can react to it, because there's usually no need to, you know, hasten one's departure off the elevator, the door closes again. It opened about that much and then closed again.
So about a foot and a half?
Yeah. And then it started going up. Didn't stop anywhere. It started going down. Went all the way down. Hit the bottom. Started bouncing a few times.
Oh, man. That's scary.
And finally, okay, I said, okay, I'll hit door open and see what happens. We hit door open, nothing did.
Whoops.
It starts going back up again. I said, okay, I'll hit 1. Doesn't stop at 1, goes all the way up, stops there, bounces a few times.
Oh, dear.
Then goes back down again.
Were the lights lit? Like the,
oh, yeah.
You hit 1 and it's lit?
Yeah, it appeared to be normal operation.
So you grabbed the phone out of there, the emergency phone, and call someone?
Well, no, I didn't do that. I'm, you know, willing to ride this thing out a little while
longer.
Well,
you've ridden it up and down twice.
Because surely this is just a momentary aberration. And once it got down to the bottom and bounced a few times, I said, okay, let's hit 1 again and see what happens. So we hit 1 again.
Oh.
It goes up to 1, stops, and the same thing happens. And I was not in much of a state of operational readiness to grab all my junk and get off of there. So the doors opened about yay far again and then closed right up.
So you went back to the same routine?
Right. We repeated the whole process. Up, stop, bounce, down, stop, and bounce.
Now, when you say bounce, what do you mean?
That sounds kind of
like
nice.
Kind of
was it shaking?
Boom, boom.
Yeah, I mean, not real hard bouncing or anything like that. But, I mean, you could tell the thing was not working right.
Boom!
Were you
boom.
Scared a little bit?
Well, I mean, you know, in that situation, you're always wondering, hey, what if I'm in here for about 4 or 5 hours? You know, what happens then?
Then you pop the, you Bruce Willis it and Die Hard. You
totally.
Pop the top and start climbing the rope up and kill a couple of Germans on your way out. Were you gassy in there?
No. No,
how did you make it 10 minutes without having to tinkle?
Yeah. I guarantee you leaked. You leaked on yourself when you were scared.
Would you like to check my undies?
No.
But I'll let you check my undies if you want, and you will see that they are totally leak-free.
Can you imagine if you were real
There's
gassy,
been no
though?
Type of seepage whatsoever.
You're real gassy, and the elevator finally does open up, and some guy walks in with a cigarette, and the whole thing blows. Takes down the whole building.
We're in our meeting room to see the elevator fly up.
See this pair fly right by the window.
See this pair of jean shorts fly out the top of the elevator.
His fiery jean shorts.
So I guess the song is true. You farted and flew into outer space.
That's a scary. Have you ever been
no.
stuck in an elevator?
No. Never.
Have you? Yes. You know where?
Where?
The World Trade Center.
No way.
Yeah. You know who with? Chris Arnold. We were stuck on about the 75th floor.
I know that's right. That's
in between the 75th floor.
Sure.
And you couldn't have fit a piece of paper in there.
When
you're it was so crowded.
75, you don't know.
Oh, no.
Ask Chris about it sometime.
How long were you on there?
And when you're on
about an hour?
People do.
Oh. An hour?
About an hour.
Mm-hmm. And you're so claustrophobic? Were you freaking out?
I was about to.
You want some popcorn while we're waiting, Greco?
Yeah, World Trade Center.
Wow.
It's the only time I've ever been stuck in an elevator.
I got a buck sitting in my lap.
So who got you out?
Got
I mean, what eventually happened?
Well, finally, you know, they keep that phone locked up, but on the other side, there's that thing where you can press the button
yeah.
and talk to them. So I talked to him. I pressed the button and started talking to him, saying, hey, I'm stuck on this elevator out here. And the guy came back and said something to me. Needless to say, I couldn't understand it. So I just told him, look, dude, I can't understand what you're saying. So you finally...
Was it a bad connection or just he was a bad communicator?
Probably both. So finally, I just moved all my junk, which was sitting on the floor by this time, up to the... near the door, and I was going to try to do the one thing again.
Where just I hit jump one, out real fast?
Yeah, where I hit one and maybe, you know, can hold the door open long enough to... you know, grab my stuff and get out of there. And that worked out for me.
So it did just crack open and
yeah,
then
yeah, it cracked open about that far and I kind of wedged my leg in there and grabbed all my junk and slithered out.
God, that's dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah, it yeah. is. It
Why?
Is. Because what if it would have taken off and...
And you slide up.
Yeah, and you're
and get
ripped
cut
your
in
legs
half.
Off.
Somebody got their head cut off. Or an arm.
A little kid died here. In Highland Park, in one of those cars.
Elevator.
Right by the station, actually. A little kid got his... That was a terrible story. A little like, five-year-old kid. I mean, it's dangerous to do that, but you got out, so...
Yeah, it'd been a bummer.
Yeah, it probably would have been a bummer.
That would suck.
Yeah, it kind of would have.
Well, good. I'm glad you're out.
Anyway, that's why I was late today.
Okay, that's excused.
Is that an excuse tardiness?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was crazy, man. I mean, I was thinking all kinds of crazy
the
stuff.
The bouncing.
There.
Is
yeah.
That's what would have freaked me out.
I mean, it wasn't big, violent bouncing or anything like that, but you could tell that that thing wasn't working right. And I went down there to tell the guy about it, you know, and there was some woman down there telling him the same story that I was about to tell him.
I wonder if it was all of them. Or just that one?
I don't know.
So you're done with it?
I'm done with that elevator, I'll tell you that.
Good boy.
Well, the Rangers have been on an elevator in Baltimore this weekend, and that elevator was going down quick. We'll get to that next.